From Spark and Anvil and Gridforge, this is Domino in Chapter 1 of the Gridforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Domino plays like a person tipping over a row of dominoes. One small push, and everything after it has to happen. She plays Gamoku, 5 in a row, and she rarely makes a move that just looks good. She makes moves that force a reply. She'll build an open 3 of her stones in a line with room to extend both ways, and her opponent groans because now they have to block it. If they don't, she makes 4, then 5, and wins. "See their face?" she says quietly, as the opponent reluctantly places a blocking stone exactly where she knew they'd have to. They didn't want to play there. I made them. And while they were busy being forced, I got to place my next stone wherever I liked, building the next threat they'll have to answer. She sets it down. "That's the whole secret. I'm not playing my moves and their moves. I'm playing my moves and choosing theirs."
Domino was the youngest in a chaotic house where she rarely got to decide anything, always reacting to what bigger people did. She hated the feeling of never having the initiative, of always being the one who responded. So when she found games, she became obsessed with the opposite feeling, being the one who sets the terms, who makes the other person react. She discovered that you don't get the initiative by being aggressive or loud. You get it by making threats the other person cannot afford to ignore, and then never letting go, one forcing move after another, so they never get a turn that's truly theirs. "A threat they can ignore is worthless," she says. "You make a scary-looking move, they just don't respond and play their own plan, and now you've wasted a turn. But a threat they must answer, an open 3, a 4, that's tempo. Every forced block they make is a turn they didn't get to attack you. String enough of those together, and they spend the whole game with their hands tied, blocking, 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 while you quietly build the one threat that finally can't be blocked."
She came to the Gridforge Academy because Gridley, the family host, wanted someone to teach the difference between a good move and a forcing move. On her first day, Gridley set up a Gamoku board and asked her to make the strongest move. Domino didn't make the move that built the biggest cluster. She made a modest open 3. "That cluster over there is bigger," Gridley observed. "It's bigger and optional," Domino said. "My opponent can ignore it. This one," she tapped her open 3, "they have to block, or I win in 2 moves. So this small forcing move is worth more than that big optional one, because this one lets me keep the move after it." She played it, forced the block, and immediately built a second threat off her forced safe position. Gridley, who wanted students to value initiative over size, said quietly, "You didn't make the biggest threat. You made the one that let you keep making threats."
In her workshop, she teaches students to seize and hold the initiative. A boy came in frustrated. "I attack, they defend. I attack, they defend, and somehow they win." Domino nodded. "Because your attacks are ignorable," she said. "You're making moves that look threatening, but don't force anything. So your opponent blocks when they feel like it, and attacks when they don't. And their attacks force you. You've got it backwards. They have the initiative, not you." She set up the board. "The fix is only attack with moves they must answer. An open 3, a 4, each one forces a block. And here's the magic. While they're forced to block, look for a move that both blocks forces and builds toward your win. Chain those, and they never get a free turn." She showed a sequence. Force, 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 where the opponent blocked 4 times in a row and never once got to build their own line. "See? They didn't lose because your last move was brilliant. They lost because they never got a turn that was theirs." The boy practiced making only forcing threats and discovered that keeping the opponent reacting felt completely different from trading blows, like holding a rope taut instead of yanking it.
Later, the boy asked the question,
But I'll run out of forcing moves eventually, right? What happens when I can't find another threat they have to answer? Domino nodded seriously. That's the real art, and the real danger, she said. A forcing sequence is only worth it if it arrives somewhere. If you just force, 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 and then run dry with nothing to show, you've wasted all that tempo, and now it's their turn with a fresh board. She tapped the table. So you don't force randomly. Every forcing move has to build. Each one should leave a stone that contributes to a bigger threat down a line, so that when the chain ends, it ends on a threat they can't block. Two threats at once, a double, where blocking one loses to the other. She smiled. That's the whole plan. Use the moves they must answer to quietly set up the one they can't. A single forcing move is a nudge. A forcing sequence that lands on a double threat is the whole row of dominoes going down at once. She leaned back. The initiative isn't for its own sake. It's for steering them to the exact spot where their next block comes one move too late. The boy went home and, that night, thought about how much better it felt to keep the initiative than to keep reacting, and started asking, in more than just games, is this a move they have to answer, or one they can ignore?
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Domino. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.